Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode. Today, we are going to be talking about how to know your soul's purpose. I'm really excited for this episode because I'm going to bring to you another perspective shift in terms of how you perceive yourself on this journey in the discovery and in the alignment and in the awakening to your purpose, to who you are, to what you are here to do. And so I want to start off this conversation by actually differentiating between purpose and expression, or another way that I think of expression is your soul's potential, your soul's truth, who you really are, right? And kind of just bringing that into the conversation. And the first thing that I want to say, and I know that I'm guilty of doing this, is like throwing around the word purpose, like soul's purpose and things like that. Because at the end of the day, you know, when we talk about soul's purpose, I know that it is often in the context of like what you're truly here to do, right? Like when you say, I want to know what my purpose is, like, what am I here to do, right? It's really, what we're really talking about is what your soul has come here to create, or the impact it has come here to share, the expression that your soul has come here to bring forward, right? So I actually like to think of it in the sense of your soul's purpose is literally every part of your journey. So whatever it is that you're doing right now, whether it feels like it's something that you don't enjoy, like in the sense of a job, right? Or whether you are questioning where you're at in your life, whether you are questioning, you know, whatever it is that you're experiencing in this moment, it's actually all part of your purpose. If you think of it from the perspective that your soul, like everything that you experience in this lifetime, has a purpose for your soul's growth, right? So everything serves a purpose. The relationships, the connections, the jobs, the experiences, the challenges that you go through, like they all serve a purpose to support your soul's growth and to support your continued expansion and growth and things like that. So if you think of it that way, you are already living your soul's purpose because everything has a purpose. Everything is there for a reason, right? To support your growth. Now, when it comes to the question of, okay, but what am I here to do? I like to think of that as your soul's potential, right? Or your soul's expression, like what you are here to do, how you are here to express yourself in the sense of the expression of your truth, the expression of your creative energy, the expression of your potential and who you have come here to be. Those are two very different things, right? And so when we think of the term of our soul's potential, it really then begins to bring into the conversation, you know, the topic of self-actualization and the topic of, you know, being the greatest version of you and becoming the very best version of you. It brings in the conversation of self-mastery and allowing yourself to move through the journey of healing and becoming awakened, right? This is where the awakening process is really, you know, is really brought into that context, is because when we are awakening to who we truly are, that is where we then actually begin to access and walk the journey of our true potential. And this is one of the things that I've talked about previously, and especially if you are inside of my membership group, we talked about this in there when it came to soul's destiny. And your soul's destiny is something that you have to choose. It's your free will, right? Like the destiny is the potentiality that exists for you and what you're able to create, accomplish, experience, all those things. And it's important to remember that we have our free will. So we have to exercise our free will to choose to walk that path, right? It's not just going to happen for us. We can't just lean back and say, okay, well, you know, it's my destiny, so it's just going to happen. That's not how it works. We have to choose it. And so it's the same thing with our potential. We have to choose it. The same thing with our awakening. We have to choose it. We're not just going to automatically, it's not going to automatically happen. We have to show up for it. And so that's why, you know, I've seen over the years, there are so many people who are walking this path of awakening, of asking those questions, what am I here to do? Who am I here to be? And they feel a pull towards things like being a healer. Right? A lot of you who follow me, you know that you have that within you, that you are a healer in some shape or form. I've taught this many times where a healer isn't necessarily just someone who does hands-on healing, for example, or energy healing for that matter. A healer is anyone who supports the transmutation of energy, whether it's through your voice, whether it's through your art, whether it's through whatever means. And so, you know, that calling to be a healer is already part of this. Okay, if I choose to step into that role as a healer, now you're walking the journey of your potential, right? Because you hold the potential inside of you to bring healing to the world. You hold the potential inside of you to bring more light and love and higher frequency through your being into the world. Right? But you have to choose that. You have to choose to become the vessel and to become the channel for that energy to move through you, for you to express that through your being. You have to choose that, right? And as soon as we say yes, and we say yes to that calling, and we choose that, and we choose our own awakening to whatever that is then where the energy of God and the divine really starts to be in this open channel to be expressed through you. And it's one of those things where, you know, God or the angels or the divine, the universe, whatever, like that energy cannot override your free will. And so that's why we can't just be like, okay, like, why isn't this happening? It's like, well, where are you stopping it from happening? Where are you not choosing that? Where are you not choosing your own potential? Where are you not choosing your own awakening? Right? So the way that you know what your soul's potential is by following what you are being guided to express, following what you're being guided to create, following what is desiring to move through you from the divine. And this is then where, you know, I bring it back to this understanding that we are all extensions of the divine. We are all extensions of God. And how we show up in the world and what we create in the world and what we express into the world is essentially directly connected to that source, right? It's connected to that source energy. And so that's why when we are fully self-expressed and when we are fully awakened to our soul, to our truth, to who we are, it's like a free-flowing energy where there's no blocks and there's no hesitation in allowing that energy to come through and to be expressed, because we know that this is part of a greater divine purpose. It's no longer about us. It's about who we are and how we're showing up in our potential as part of the bigger picture, the bigger divine plan. And so the first thing for you to do if you're on this journey of asking yourself, you know, like, what am I here to do? Who am I? Who am I here to be? What am I here to do? You know, what is my purpose? But really, it's what is my potential? What is the potential that I've come here to live in? The first question or the first way to start to kind of bring the answers to you is to ask yourself, what desires to be expressed through me? What desires to be created through me? And when you ask that question, it's no longer like, am I doing the right thing? It's more about, what am I allowing to be expressed through me? And is this expression that's coming through me, is it of the highest good? Is it of the highest frequency? Is it from divine love, right? And so that's then when you begin to bring that through and start to shift into the alignment with what that potential is for you, right? And so an example that's coming to my mind right now as I'm saying this is I remember, you know, back when I was still in corporate, which was like many years ago. I've been doing this work for how long? Almost 7 years now, I think. Yes, between 6 and 7 years. I forget the math. But so prior to that, I was in corporate. And when I started to do this work, I was, you know, like I started to do this work as kind of like a side hustle, quote unquote. And I was working my 9-to-5 job in the field of science and all those things. And I remember, like, as part of this work, what was being asked of me when I asked, you know, what desires to be expressed through me. And that's something that I would continuously always ask and pray. It's like, how am I meant to show up today? How is the energy of the divine meant to flow through me today? And one of the things that I started to do was before I went into the office is I would imagine, like in my morning meditation when I was still at home, I would imagine like the hallways and all the cubicles and all the things being filled with divine light and love. And I remember just like having this experience and this feeling that as I showed up to my corporate job that had nothing to do with spirituality or anything like that or anything that I do right now, that I that part of my potential in my expression in that moment, in that time of my life, was to show up and to bring that frequency to the space that I was in, right? And it was just something that felt so natural to me to just like imagine and visualize that light being filled into that office space and the people around me and all the things, you know. And when I would interact with people or after having interactions, and you know, there's always a typical like office gossip and this and that and just like drama and whatever. And it would be like, you know, for me to, you know, first of not get involved in that stuff, but also just holding myself in my truth and my frequency and what I believed in, you know. And so that was a huge step for me to really be able to hold that light and hold that expression, that even though I wasn't necessarily doing the job that fulfilled me or that I really wanted to do in that moment full time, I was doing it as a side thing, right? This business that I have now. But in that moment, like that's the way that I was being guided to express that energy. And so that was me showing up in that potential in given the circumstances that I was in. And then eventually that led me to quitting that job, stepping into this full time, and the rest is history, as they say, right? And so that's something that I encourage you to do, even if you are maybe working a job right now that you don't enjoy, that you're like, okay, like this isn't my forever thing. I really want to step into my role as a healer or whatever it is that you envision yourself doing. Wherever you are right now, ask the question, how does the divine desire to be expressed through me in this moment? Because you get to choose that right now. You don't have to wait to quit your job. You don't have to wait until this happens. You don't have to wait until, you know, whatever, you make a certain amount of money or this or that or whatever the thing is. You get to choose it right now. You get to choose your potential right now. And as you show up in your potential, given this exact circumstance or this exact context and situation, it builds upon that. So the other thing about this is that your potential and who you are and how you show up, it continues to build and build and build and build and build. So because I chose that way back then, I was able to build, I was building a foundation for myself so that as I started to bring more of that expression through my being, wherever I was, didn't matter the context, I was showing up in that frequency, then it built the foundation for me to be able to bring that to the online world and to my videos and courses and all the things that I do now. And it helped to really build my character and help me to really develop into who I was meant to be through that whole part of my journey, right? And so now, given like where I am right now, I still ask the same question. And I know that whatever it is that I'm being guided to do right now, it is building the foundation for where I'm meant to go. So I'm always choosing my potential in any given moment. And so potential isn't exactly a end goal necessarily, in the sense of like, it's not just like this, you cross the finish line and you're done, right? If you think of ourselves as infinite beings and that our souls could just continue on and on and on, and that we're continuously expanding, there's always going to be a next thing for you to step into. And so rather than it being like, this is my end goal, and then once I reach there, then I reach my potential, it's like, I'm choosing my potential right now. I'm choosing it in this moment. And then as you build that, it's going to lead you and guide you into the fullest expression of your being. It's going to lead you into the fullest expression, in the fullest creative energy that you are here to bring into the world, so that you can create the things that really light you up, so you can do the work that lights you up, so that you can show up in a way that really impacts people in the way that you desire to, right? So you can create whatever it is that you desire for your life experience. And that's what really, that's what awakening is really all about. That's what your soul's awakening is meant to bring you into. It's not like this aha moment, like all of a sudden I get everything and now I understand everything that's happening. Your awakening is really you stepping into that potential of what you are meant to bring into the world, and choosing that day after day after day after day, no matter what context you're in, no matter what job you're in, no matter what relationship you're in, no matter what's happening, you are choosing that for yourself. And then you'll feel how you are moved through life and how circumstances start to change and shift and flow to support that, because you're choosing that for yourself. Do you see what I mean? So that's the power here. And that is really what this is about. That's how you know what your soul's true potential is by choosing that and asking, how is this energy desiring to be expressed through me today, in this context, in this moment, around these people, in this setting, in this job, you know, whatever it is. And then trusting that everything else is going to shift and change around you as you continue to build that. But we have to start that momentum. We have to start building it by choosing it. Okay. No one else is going to choose it for you. You have to choose it for yourself. Okay. So this is the work. So I would love to hear from you in the comments below. Let me know, what is the expression that the divine desires to flow through you, to create through you today? What do you feel called? What do you feel called in this moment? I would love to hear from you in the comments below. If you have any questions, you can also post them below. And the other thing I want to share with you is that if this is something that you've been like asking yourself, wondering, desiring to experience, then I invite you to join me inside of the Soul Awakening course, which I have the doors open right now. And you can find all the details about this in the show notes below. But essentially what this course is, it takes you through this journey step by step, so that you're not walking alone. And the thing is that it's not just me who's guiding you. It's really the angels who are guiding you. It's the divine. There's ascended masters who show up, you know, all of the spiritual energy, and really helping to bridge the gap so that you have a deep practical understanding of not just like, okay, what are the prayers for me? What do I do? How do I heal? But it's really about how you work side by side with these divine beings to support your growth and to support your journey. So inside of the Soul Awakening course, I take you through the process from the beginning, where it's really about when we are faced with challenges or hardships or situations where it just feels like it keeps us stuck, how to transmute that into your power, because that's the first step. That's so important. If we feel stuck or blocked because of a specific circumstance or situation, then we're never going to be able to really move forward, because we have to first transmute that energy. We have to transmute that pain. So that's where we start. And then I walk you step by step through the process, going into releasing your old identity, understanding what your new identity is, like what you're being called, what God is calling you to step into, who you're meant to be, then moving through that, how to nurture your growth, how to continue to develop who you are, who you truly are, so that it comes to the forefront, right? And this is the thing too, is that who you are, the potential of who you are, is already here. It already exists inside of you. It's like a seed, right? But if you have a seed, like think of a plant, if you have a seed, but it's sitting on your desk or wherever, and you never actually put it into the ground, it's not going to grow. So it's the same thing here. Like, you have the seed, but if you don't actually put into the soil and start to nurture it and start to water it and give it sunlight and all the things that it needs, it needs that to grow. And so all of those elements of supporting your own growth is inside of this course. I also show you how to understand like what is specifically needed for you to continue to nurture that energy for yourself. And then we move into, you know, as you start to grow and, you know, that bud starts to come out of the soil, it's like, okay, what is that expression? How is that meant to be expressed in this lifetime? How is that meant to come through? How do you start to embody this energy so that you go from the bud all the way to the blossoming flower, you know? So that's really the journey, if you like analogies like that. So that's the best analogy I can think of. And so that's what Soul Awakening is, like I said. And so doors are open only for a couple more days. So go check out the link. Come and join me. This is going to be such a powerful time together. I cannot wait to welcome you into the program. And as always, if you have any questions, you can always reach out and message me. So that is it for today's episode. I cannot wait to hear from you and to hear how this landed with you. And as always, I am sending you so much love and angel blessings, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. If you are someone who is seeking to be supported by the angels, to deepen your connection to the angels, to understand how to work with them in your everyday life, then I invite you to join me inside of my membership group called the Angels Guild, where we go deep in understanding how to connect with each of the archangels, understanding how they are here to support you and to guide you on your journey of growth, of connection, of living in your highest potential, opening up to your gifts, living in your truth, and being empowered in who you are. Join me inside of the Angels Guild. All of the details to join the membership are in the show notes below.